Hello and welcome to the Human Design Podcast. My name is Leandra and I'm here to empower you to become your authentic self through the lens of human design. Find out who you truly are and live a life in alignment with your unique energy blueprint because you are what you've been looking for. Super happy you're back in my podcast. And when I read the statistics about this year's podcast performance, I was so stoked and so happy that I reach people in more than 70 countries with that podcast. And it's number one for quite a few people. And it is referred to friends and people around you. And you left me so many good reviews. So thank you so much for that. I'm so grateful. And yeah, I'm sending you so much love. If you want to send me some love back, leave a review for me. That helps for more people to find it. And obviously, I love when you share my podcast for someone benefit from that. Also, if you want to dive deeper and have more exclusive content, and if you want to support my work, you can become a subscriber for only $2.99 a month. Literally, guys, that's less than a coffee. So you support my work with that and you get access to even more amazing human design content. Yeah, and if you want to get a reading for a loved one, I have a special Christmas offer right now for vouchers for readings. So you can purchase that, head over to my website. I mean, is there any better Christmas present than sending self-love in terms of having someone understand themselves better? That is not only benefiting that person, but probably also the relationship, because we all know it. Relationships of family members and sometimes friends and lovers can be challenging. So if you want to give them a present that benefits them and also yourself, give them a human design voucher for a reduced price. So let's dive into our podcast episode here. And today I want to speak about a topic that is probably one of the most talked about in the world, in the spiritual realm at least, which is all about manifesting. How can you manifest your dream life? How can you manifest and something in your life that you would like to have in your life? So let's again be clear and come back to the term manifesting. What does manifesting actually mean? So we have a physical world and we have a non-physical world, and everything is energy. So in order to bring something from the non-physical world, from the quantum field, which we could call it, or the field around us, into the physical form, we need a process of creation, and that process will flow through us. So the manifestation is basically bringing something through your process from the non-physical world into the physical world, into your reality. And you can be aware that literally everything is already there. Everything is already in the quantum field around us and is therefore non-manifested matter, if you will. So through your process, you can tap into literally everything and bring it into your reality. But of course, it's not that simple, because otherwise everyone would have literally everything. But you can learn how to make it more easy and more simple and to bring things into your reality if you understood how this process works. And this is really about creation and creating your life. And that will work in many different ways. And I'm gonna share in this episode how you can attract the things that are aligned with you. So the first thing that we need to look at when we look from human design perspective at the theme of manifesting is that we need to understand that we all have something called magnetic monopole within us. And that is in our G center, so in the center of our body, in the crystal that is basically turned upwards in your body graph. And here we have this monopole. This is attracting only things to them. So it can only attract and it will never repel something. And it will attract exactly, if you let it, the things and people and themes in your life that are supposed to you. So basically is already automatically creating everything in your life. So the first thing that you can do is coming back to trust and surrender that the right things will show up for you, that the right people will show up for you, that the right things will materialize for you. So the first step that you can do is coming back to trust and surrender that if you don't fall out of your strategy, that you, if you don't push or force anything in your life, that your life will exactly take the turn that it is meant to be. And therefore, you need to tune in with your body and really let go of the mind of trying to navigate and make decisions from your mind's perspective and coming back to the wisdom of your body, specifically to your magnetic monopole. And when you come back to that trust and surrender, you will be in contact again with an inner voice that is kind of speaking to you and calling you to places, is whispering things to you. And I know that quite strongly, actually, with places. And I heard that voice so strongly, and I still feel it with Australia, that Australia is my right and correct place to live, to go. And I heard that whisper just suddenly one day, basically, and I decided in a very spontaneous action, because I have sacral authority, I can respond in the moment, and I responded to that whisper that I need to go to Australia. And I did it with 8 kilo backpack hand luggage and moved to Australia, which unfortunately, as you know, was interrupted by COVID hitting. But still, I know that Australia is my right place and I'm only waiting for the right timing to go back there. But yeah, that was that inner voice communicating with me. And I'm really curious to know if you also know that inner voice, if that voice is talking to you. Let me know on Instagram, head over to Leandra Haupt and let me know if that is something that you know and that resonates with you. So that magnetic monopole will exactly tell you what is right and correct for you to manifest, or where you need to be pulled to, or what exactly to pull into your life. So therefore, the first step is really knowing what you want and knowing what you want to attract into your life. So the second step is then knowing that you can have it. So here it's connected with self-worth, and that comes from the ego center, which is connected to the G center, so ego or heart center. So having the will and the knowledge and the self-worth of knowing that you're worthy of having it. So for example, if you want to attract more money, more abundance into your life, knowing that it's possible for you and having the own self-worth to know that you can have more money, you can create more income. Because if you doubt that you're worthy, if you doubt that it will happen to you, it cannot happen, because you will not attract it into your life, because then your self-worth is something you need to work on first in order to attract exactly what can then come to alignment to you. So self-worth is the next thing that is so important to look at. Do you actually believe that you're worthy of it? And the next thing then is to feel into it as if it has already happened. So then we come to the emotional part here, and then that's where it comes to the emotional solar plexus center. So really feeling how it has already happened. How does it feel when you're already basically in Australia, in my example? How does it feel if you earn more money? Feeling this abundance, feeling, it feels so good, and knowing that it's already yours, it's already true, you're already making that much more money. And then the next step is taking aligned action. So if you're then just sitting there and not doing anything, how shall you make more money, right? You need to have an offer so people can book you. You need to make a program so people can buy the program of you. You need to maybe get working if you want to make more money, or talk with your boss in terms of talking about a higher raise. So you need to take aligned action. It's not about just waiting for things to just magically show up. Yes, they can show up, but that even then you need to take aligned action. So let me give you another example so it becomes a little bit more obvious. When I came back from Australia, I urgently needed to find a new apartment in Berlin. And it was in COVID times, and therefore it was already much more challenging because there was not so many places on the market. Plus, in Berlin, if you are from Berlin, you might know, like, the housing market is absolutely insane. Like, I think from every place I've ever lived, besides maybe Tulum, Berlin flat market is just crazy, and there's just basically nothing. I know people searching for years and years for an apartment, just moving from A to B, from sub-rents. So it is a very, very competitive, crazy market, and prices are skyrocket. So I was becoming very, very clear and aware what I wanted. And I knew I wanted an apartment in Prenzlauer Berg, my favorite area, that needed to look like this and that, have this amount of rooms, had this kind of vibe to it, this kind of neighbor. So I became very, very clear what I wanted. I knew I wanted this kind of apartment. And then I needed to get my self-worth straight that I was worthy of having this. And I was fortunately already at a point where I had a pretty good self-worth. Back a few years, I would have probably not been there. But yeah, my constant work on myself fortunately had already brought me to the place of knowing that, yes, I deserve that. I deserve having a beautiful apartment just for myself with two rooms and having lots of sunlight, a good vibe, everything that I had written down. And then I felt myself already in it. I felt myself in the situation that I already signed the lease. I already have it. I live there. I pictured myself going to markets to get furniture for it. And I already saw myself in that place. And then if I just had come to this point, okay, cool, but how should this apartment come in my life? Like, it's not gonna knock on your door. So then I needed to take aligned action. I was going on all the pages and see if there was an apartment where I could respond to in terms of, that apartment is amazing. I want to send my details there. Ooh, this is something that is turning me on, right? Like, oh, I want to live there. So I'm going to contact that person. So of course you need to take aligned action, and that's going to vary from type to type, obviously. But yes, you need to do something so something can happen also in your life. And then I wrote always when something was feeling very aligned, I wrote to them. And that's actually how then I found my dream apartment, and it exactly manifested like I wanted. It was literally checked every single checkbox that I had put down. And I found it within 1 month of searching, which in Berlin is so crazy fast, you cannot even believe it. So yeah, now I live in my dream apartment here in Berlin, and it has manifested exactly, and it feels exactly how I wanted it to be. So yeah, talking about the aligned action, that will look different from type to type. So, and from profile to profile, by the way, as well. So if you are a manifester, it might be a little bit easier for you, because obviously you can just go out and write to people and be just like, hey, looking for apartment, or just initiating something, right? A setup with a real estate agent, whatever. So as a manifester, it might be a little bit easier. As a generator type, you do it like I did. You wait for something to respond to and then take inspired action. If you are a projector, you will wait for the invitations. You tell your friends that you're looking for an apartment, and then people send you things. And I actually do that to all my projector friends. I always, specifically if I know they're looking for flats, I send them invitations. Here, there's an apartment ad that I just saw. What about this one, right? And then if you're a reflector, you will be initiated by other people into an apartment. Hey, I just got this apartment, but I cannot take it because it's too expensive for me or it's not aligned with me. Do you want to have it? Right? So wait for people to initiate you into the things. So it will come through other people. If you have a 4 in your profile, you most likely will get an apartment, if I'm sticking with that example, through your friends, through your network. If you are like me, having a 6-3 profile, it will work through trial and error. You just visit the apartment, see what you don't like, and then find others that you like. So trial and error process. So we can see it works always a little bit different for each person, obviously. But the basic steps are always the same. Know what you want. For some people, it's more specific, like myself. For other people, it's a little bit less specific. You just know you want a new apartment that just is in alignment with you and it feels good without having all the hard facts there. So check in with yourself. How does it feel? Do you need details or are you more of like a non-specific, more kind of sensing, feeling kind of person when it comes to manifesting? Then working on your self-worth, getting everything straight so you know you are in alignment with your self-worth here. And then the next step is to really feel into it. Get the emotions there. How does it feel if you already have it, if you already own it, if you already are there? And the next step is then taking aligned action according to your strategy and your authority. So talking about the self-worth here is what can happen is when you don't feel worthy is that the things maybe not show up or wrong things show up. So what happens is when I say, for example, money or parents, it will automatically cause a photon storm or a response in your brain that will be connected to your experiences through your life story, to what you think about money. Maybe you think money is bad, money is evil, or you think, I love money, money is abundant, right? Or if I say parents, you think, oh my God, challenging relationship, or you think, I feel safe and good, right? So depending on your life story, you will have a different response in your brain. So that will trigger this photon storm, which then causes neurotransmitters to be produced. And they will be produced in proportion to your attached meaning that you have. So depending if you have a good correlation to that or maybe a more negative connotation to that, it will trigger a response in your body and therefore create an emotional response. So if I say money and you feel really guilty and bad about money and you don't actually scared of money, it will trigger exactly that emotional response. And therefore, you will not match your desired results. You can tell yourself as much as you want, I want to have more money. If your self-worth and if your emotional response is not in alignment with that, it cannot show up to you. So if you feel that whatever you want to manifest has still a negative feeling, a negative connotation, negative thoughts about it, you need to look there first. And you need to bring your self-worth and therefore then your emotions into alignment of what you want to attract. And with your magnetic monopole that is then stimulated by the emotions, you will attract exactly based everything on your frequency. So you can only attract. And if you see that you're attracting things into your life that is not what you want, that is not in alignment, then you need to ask yourself, do you feel worthy about it? Do you have negative connotations with it? Do you have negative emotional reaction to whatever you want to manifest in your life? So that might work with some fields in your life, it might work really, really well. So for example, I'm a crazy manifester, as I told you, for apartments, for example, I always get the apartments that I want. I'm really good at manifesting jobs. I'm really good at manifesting smaller things in my life, like in everyday situations. But for example, when it comes to relationship, I'm not really good at manifesting in romantic relationships. And I have so many bad examples in my life, let's say, about broken relationships, about separations, about negative beliefs. So that is a process I'm working on, and I can already see my progress, of course. But yeah, in that field, for example, that is my challenge, where I'm not really attracting what I want in terms of relationship. And therefore, if that happens, you can see, maybe you don't feel worthy yet. Maybe you have negative emotions connected with that. So before you can actually bring your, in my example, dream partner into your life, you need to work on your thoughts and your ideas that you have about it. So that is something to look into, and you can see and check with yourself where you're already really good with manifesting and where does it happen, and how can you also now bring that into the areas of your life where you maybe still have negative connotations with it. So let me know, are you a major manifester already? And hopefully this helped you to create your dream life. Oh, and one more thing that I also still find very important to say before I go. You also always need to check, why do I want to manifest that? Because I think a lot of people just manifest from an mental ego perspective, not from the heart ego, but from the spiritual ego perspective. So let's say you want to manifest more money. Do you just want to manifest more money to have more money? Or what is the purpose behind that? Do you need more money because you want to buy more sustainable things, and you want to have more wellness and spa, and you want to be more free in your personal life, right? What is the purpose that you want to manifest more money? And once you get your purpose straight behind that, money can also flow more easily to you, because it will be for the right purpose, for the right reason. And when I was younger, for example, when I was still modeling, I always thought that I want to be famous, I want to be in the middle, center of attention, but that was definitely not coming from an aligned place, where I was like, I want to share my skills and talents. Now I'm at the point where I say, yes, I want to reach as much people as possible with my work and my podcast, which doesn't mean I want to be famous in the way of like being famous like an actor or something, but I want to spread my work, my message to the world, because I know that it's so important, it can help people. But it is a total different background frequency than saying I want to be seen, because I don't feel actually seen and heard as I was in the past, and I just want to therefore be known or famous. That is a total different background frequency. So become very clear also, what is your why behind that? Why do you want that? And that will bring you back into alignment and actually can bring you on a higher frequency, and therefore attract more things that are in alignment and will bring you there with much less resistance and with effortless ease. So becoming very clear on that as well. So yeah, if you want to book a reading with me, I'm so happy always for you booking a reading, and I love to dive in chart. It's always like Christmas for me. So if you want to make yourself a Christmas present and me a Christmas present that I check the charts, then book a reading. You can find me on the website that is linked below. I'm sending you so much love, and go out there, manifest your dream life in alignment with yourself and the world, and all the best for now. I'm so happy that you stay till the end of this podcast, and I would love for you to share this podcast with someone who could really benefit from it. And also would be so happy if you would leave me a 5-star review on Apple. That helps that more people can find this valuable information. If you want to get an individual reading done, which can help you so much understand yourself better, please get in touch through my website or through Instagram. Bye for now.